Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
For this cause, I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth, length, depth, and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye may be filled with all the fullness of God. Verse 20 reads, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Verse 21 reads, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. You may have your seats. I thank you for standing with me for the reading of the word. And we normally go to that Ephesians 3 and 20 when we say, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we can ask or think. And we normally stop right there. But the B portion of that scripture is the key to that scripture. The B portion says, according to the power that worketh in us. So we're reading what God can do, and we know God is able. But the scripture said it's according to the power that works in us. My topic, which is more of a focus point today, my topic is the inside man. We want to talk about the inside man. And I look at the text, and I always try to make sure that I want to share a relevant word. We like to say a relevant word. But the word is already, the word is always relevant. I just want to share it in a relevant way. Amen. Try to present it in a relevant manner. And a lot of times we say, let's bring the word up to date. Not that we're looking to change the word, but we want to see how it's going to impact our lives, how we can apply the word to our lives. But let's be careful with that verbiage as well. Most of the time, almost, I'm going to say all of the time, we don't need to bring the word up to today. We have to get ourselves back to the word. We say things, but let's understand the verbiage and what we're using. Amen? So this text, like all texts, is reality. We want to get back to the word. And this text is letting us know that our strength is our inner man. Our strength is the God in us. Our strength is the Holy Spirit. So God is able, but it's only according to the inside man, the Holy Spirit. I often look at modern times when I'm studying different scriptures, and I try to see where are we now in modern times in relation to where we should be according to the scripture. And I looked at this scripture, and as always, something kind of jumped out in relation to where we are according to the scripture. So we're in a time where more and more we are operating in direct contrast to what the scripture is saying. The scripture is saying, look to the inside man. But we are in a society that we're constantly looking to exterior things, exterior people. We're looking at every place except the inside man. Instead of being empowered by the inside man, we're looking for external resources. Instead of being empowered by the inside man, we're looking for natural riches where our riches should be the spiritual riches. Instead of being empowered by the inside man, people are looking to sage and crystals. Instead of being empowered by the inside man, people are looking to the universe. Instead of being empowered by the riches of the Creator, they are looking to be empowered by what has been created by the Creator. It makes no sense. We know even the universe was created by the Creator, our God, but it itself was dark and without form until God said, let there be. So that is the one that we have to look to for our help. People look to other gods instead of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Amen. But the Bible tells us that there is nothing new under the sun. These things that are going on has always been the case. The universe, the sages, the crystals, the other gods. So we can't get it twisted thinking that there are new challenges because there are other options. Those things have always existed. That is why God told Abraham, you have to leave your family. Because they worship the false gods. They worship the other things. And that's why he explicitly says the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We have to understand who we are talking about. People have always looked to the universe for answers, looked to the universe for direction and help. And believe it or not, the psalmist addressed it in the 121st Psalm. We kind of look at it a different way. If you have a phone or iPad, go to that 121st Psalm in the King James Version. It reads, it's the scripture that we all know. We say, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. Verse 2 says, my help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and the earth. But the New King James Version says, I will lift up my eyes to the hills from whence cometh my help. It's a question. My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and the earth. So as we see, a question mark was added. I know sometimes we say, oh, they add into the Bible and different things like that. But in this case, the New King James Version corrected the traditional King James Version. And I looked at different versions of this scripture. The King James Version is the only version that verse 1 did not end with a question mark. There should have been a question mark there. And the reason why I want to bring attention to that is because the question mark changes the perspective. I want to point that out. I'm not trying to throw shade on the King James Version, but I just want to show that the question mark changes how we should view that scripture. Oftentimes, we say, I look to the hills, where cometh my help? My help come from the Lord. But what the psalmist is saying, he's saying, I will lift up my eyes to the hills from whence cometh my help. He's saying, no, I'm not going to look to the hills. In verse 2, he says, because my help comes from the Lord. So verse 1 is a question. It's not a statement. So we say, I look to the hills. No. Verse 2 is our part. Our help comes from the Lord. So people have been looking to the universe since forever. And we have to understand what we're saying. And I want to point that out is because people look for new alternatives. And that's what happens. So you say, you know what? If God hasn't done it by now, I'm going to look for something new. But guess what? If God didn't do it, the universe certainly can't do it. Because people have been looking to the universe since before he read this scripture. And if you do the research, you'll see why he wrote that scripture and why they put a question mark on it. I'm not trying to put the focus on that scripture. I'm trying to put the focus on it has to come to a time and point that we stop looking elsewhere and look at the inside man. Point to yourself and say, it's about my inside man. People will gravitate towards the new things, the trends, the fads, instead of gravitating towards God. Instead of gravitating towards what God has for you, we have to gravitate to God and gravitate away from ungodly things and people. Sometimes, even nowadays, we kind of dress things up. We'll say, oh, I don't like the vibe over there. I don't like the energy. I don't like their vibe. I don't like their energy. But my mother will always say, they spirit ain't right. We got to stop playing games with these things. If you are in an environment and it's off, the spirit is off. It's not a vibe. It's not an energy. When your inside man is right, your inside man is going to say, nope, the spirit here ain't for me. And if you live according to the inside man, you will excuse yourself from the situation. Don't call it a vibe. Getting back to the text, verse 16 He says that he will grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his power. Where? In the inner man. Paul is wishing for others that the riches and glory of God, which is limitless for us, he's saying that through his riches, he will strengthen us. Now, we look at this text also, and we say the riches of God, and we think materialistic things. But the text is saying that the true riches of God, of his glory, are to be used to strengthen his spirit in us. That's the riches we want from God. The riches to strengthen our inside man. Strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. As we mature in Christ, the inner man should grow stronger through the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is not limited to the gift of speaking in tongues or just a praise. We are to be energized, revitalized, and empowered if we are obedient and committed to God through the Holy Spirit. Verse 17 says that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love. So we must receive Christ as our Savior and be filled with the precious Holy Spirit. We must love God, and we must also love one another. Verse 18 says, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth, length, depth, and height. So no matter which way you measure, God's love is there. This tells us the completeness of God's love. You can't go higher than God's love. You can't go wider than God's love. You can't go deeper than God's love. The density of God's love is immeasurable. And to know the love of Christ with passage knowledge, that ye may be filled with all the fullness of God. We do not have the capacity to understand how much God loves us. But just know that God loves us. Our minds can't comprehend. It says with passage knowledge that ye may be filled with all the fullness of God. And then that Ephesians 3 and 20 where it says, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we can ask or think according to the power that worketh in us. Now unto him that is able. We know in Genesis 22, we learn that God is Jehovah Jireh. He is our provider. We learn in Isaiah 53 that he is Jehovah Rapha. He is our healer. We learn in Isaiah 9 and 6 that he is Jehovah Shalom. He is our peace. The 27th Psalm lets us know that the Lord is our strength. Jeremiah 16 lets us know that the Lord is our fortress. And also Psalm 19 lets us know that the Lord is our strength also. And we can go on and on, but the point is God is able. Somebody say God is able. The Lord is. He is able to do. To do are action words. We serve a living God. We serve the only God who was living, who can do. He is able to do. What did he do? He parted the Red Sea. What is he able to do? He brought down the wall in Jericho. What is he able to do? He kept the Hebrew boys from being consumed by the fire. What did he do? He gave sight to the blind. What did he do? He broke the chains off a legion. What did he do? He healed the lepers. What did he do? He raised Lazarus from the dead. What did he do? He woke you up this morning. What did he do? He started you on your way. What did he do? He kept you in your right mind. What did he do? He put food on your table. What did he do? He put a roof over your head. What did he do? He put a little bit of money in your pocket. God is able to do. He's able to do exceeding abundantly. Exceeding means go beyond a certain limit or boundary or expectation or a standard, to surpass or outperform what is considered normal or the standard. Abundantly means present in large amounts, plentiful, more than sufficient. So God will do exceeding abundantly. So God will surpass plentifully. He will outdo lavishly. He will overtake bountifully. He will outshine exuberantly. He will outgrow overflowing. He will outgrow overflowing. He is able to do exceeding abundant above all that we can ask or think. And as we know, our minds can't even comprehend the love that he has for us or the fullness of him. So we can't even comprehend what he's able to do more than what he's able to do. Last week, we discussed how our many negative emotions can turn into many negative spirits. And on a positive aspect, we only need one spirit. That's the Holy Spirit. So we deal with all these negative things. We only need one spirit, which is the Holy Spirit. That's why you got to know when somebody's spirit is off. You don't want to interact with that. We only need the Holy Spirit who will work and yield the fruit of everything that we need. I was going through the text, and an old song came to me when it says, something on the inside is working on the outside. I feel a change in my life. It says the Holy Ghost is working on the inside. He's working on the outside. I feel a change in my life. Jesus is working on the inside, and he's working on the outside. I feel a change in my life. He is working. That means he is active. That means our God is actively working on our behalf. He is actively our comforter. He is actively our teacher. He's reminding us of the things that he taught us and that we forgot. So the Holy Spirit is the comforter. He's the teacher. He reminds us. What a change in my life because of what's working on the inside. He will bring the fruit of the Spirit. If the inside man is ready, that's that according to. If the inside man is ready, I won't just have, I will have more than I'm asking. I won't just have love, I will have a whole lot of love. I won't just have joy, but I will have a whole lot of joy. I won't just have peace, but I will have a whole lot of peace. I won't just have strength, but I will have a whole lot of strength. I won't just be able to focus, but I'll have a whole lot of focus. I won't just have a little bit of wisdom, I will have a whole lot of wisdom. Because the Bible says, if you ask for it, he will give it to you freely. So I won't just have a little, I'll have that exceeding, I'll have that abundantly. I won't just have a little self-control, I'll have a whole lot of self-control. So I can control this flesh. No more lust of the flesh. No more lust of the eyes. No more pride of life. No more drinking. Because I have control. Because of the Holy Ghost on the inside. No more smoking. No more popping pills. No more taking drugs. No more fornicating. No more adultery. Because the Spirit is self-control. The fruit of the Spirit is self-control. We forget about those things, but that self-control will keep us in line with the will of God. So I need self-control, and God will give me more self-control. And if I know my spirit, any unclean spirit has got to go. They cannot coexist. God won't allow it, so I won't live with it. I only want to do right in his eyes. The spirit of fear has to go. Too many people are living with fear, not just being afraid of, but being afraid to. You're too scared to live. You're too scared to bet on God. You're too scared to live your dreams. You're too scared to have the courage, no courage to ask for a raise. And you're asking God to bless you, but God is giving you the spirit of courage to ask for that raise instead of asking for him. Why? Because he is able to do exceeding and abundantly above all that you can ask or think, according to the power that works in you. So sure, ask God. He's going to do it. But where's your power? Where's your mace? Where's your authority? Where's your courage? Where's your boldness? Stop being so timid. Stop being so fearful. God is not giving you that spirit. So live in courage. Ask for that promotion. Start that new business. Write that book. Leave those friends alone. Don't be ashamed to spend more time with God. Don't be ashamed to draw closer to Him. You draw close to Him, He'll draw close to you and give you that control. Stop worrying about people. Those people can't help you. Just worry about God, who will feed your inside man, who will nourish your inside man. And the word says He will strengthen your inside man. Many of us can't get by because our inside man is just too weak. And that's okay. And that's what the Apostle Paul is trying to say. Your inside man is too weak, but God will strengthen that inside man. So don't you worry about it. Just hang on in there. He is with you. He knows what you need. But use the little bit of power that you have right now, and He will let you grow stronger in His might. Don't give up. You have the power. He will give you the strength, but you have the power to do just what God told you to do. Don't you worry. You will not be defeated. You will not lose. You cannot lose, because God is on your side. Because God is seeing you through. Because God is giving you the strength. In your weakness, He is strong. At your lowest point, He is your highest. So don't give up. Don't be afraid. Stop living without the power that God has put in you. Don't you know just how strong you are? Don't you know if you was not strong, you would have been dead a long time ago. You would have given up a long time ago. You would have died like no one cares. But God gave you a little bit of strength, a little bit of strength, a little bit of strength to see another day, to see another day, to see another day. That's how God works. He'll give you a little bit to see if you're going to work. He'll give you a little bit more to see if you're going to keep working. He will strengthen you. He will keep you. He will comfort you. He will teach you. He will remind you. He'll forgive you. He'll save you. He'll forgive you. He'll save you. He'll keep you. He'll cleanse you. He'll wash you whiter, whiter than snow. As dirty as we are, His word will wash us whiter than snow. And when He washes you, He's getting the inside man ready. It's not the outside. The outside is what it is. But the inside, He will wash you whiter than snow. He will cleanse you so your inside man is ready for the challenge. For the inside man is ready to keep you. We talked about in Sunday school dealing with temptations. We have all fell into temptation. We've all walked into temptation. We've all ran into temptation. We've all jumped into temptation. But guess what? That was because we was looking to the outside. We was looking for satisfaction in something that is not God. But God is saying, stop looking outside and look inside. Look at your inner man. Look at your inside man. Where's your Holy Ghost? You have the Holy Ghost. The Apostle Paul never said you had to speak in tongues. The Apostle Paul never said you had to shout over the church. But what the Apostle said is you will have joy. He said you will have peace. You will have kindness. You will have goodness. You will have self-control. You're probably saying, but that's just Paul. But Jesus said, I will send you a comforter. He will keep you. He will remind you. He will love you. He will live not outside of you, but He will live inside of you. Jesus, He said, I cannot stay. I'm on the outside, but I will leave. And I will send you somebody who will live on the inside. I will send you your inside man. He will guide you every step of the way.
You don't know where to go, and that's okay. Your inside man will tell you, go left, and you better go. Your inside man will tell you, go right, and you better go, because your inside man is talking to God. Your inside man is cleaning you up. Your inside man is keeping you connected. Connected to what? To the fullness of God. Connected to what? To the love of Jesus. The inside man will get you through. The inside man will see about your needs. The inside man will get you through to one more day. Give God praise. We have to stop giving up our power. Whew. Our power is in the inside man. And we go out of our way looking for outside things. When you look for outside things, you are giving up your power. The word, the text is telling us that God will strengthen what's on the inside. We are trying to work on the outside. It's the inside man. The inside man. God has everything predestined for our lives, every step of the way. But it requires us, as we discussed in Sunday school, to be obedient. And the inside man is always telling you what to do. He is always reminding us, but he is the quiet voice. He is the still voice, but that's God. And if we live in the inside man, we'll take on the characteristics and we will be still and we will be quiet. That's how we live in peace. But when we continue to look to the external, now we are loud. Now we can't hear the inside man. And we're getting further and further away from God. And we're trying to look around. We say that the children of Israel wanted gods like everyone else. Gods who they can see. And we're resembling what they did over and over. We're trying to say, well, if they're doing these things, maybe I could go on Instagram and I want to burn some sage. I want to look to the universe. Oh, the universe is going to take care of that. No, the universe ain't going to take care of nothing. Right? God is my help. And that's why the psalmist said, look to the hills. My help comes from the Lord. Look to the universe. My help comes from the Lord. He may not do it when I want him to do it, but he's going to do it. I'm not looking outside. Sage, crystals, weed, drugs, pills, liquor, women, parties, whatever. I'm not looking for the external. I'm looking at the inside man. The inside man. Unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, worldwide, without end. Amen. All ages, that means all generations to come. Worldwide, world without end. That means endless, ageless. God is looking to strengthen. God will strengthen the inside man if we let him. And that's when we can reap the fullness of God. And once we reap the fullness of him spiritually, the things that we need naturally will take care of itself. Everyone standing. If there is anyone here who was not saved, this is the opportunity to receive salvation. You have already been redeemed, but you can claim your redemption at this time. This is the opportunity to make Christ your Savior, the Lord of your life. And only Christ can send the inside man according to the word of God. So if you're looking to receive Christ as your Savior, if you're looking to be strengthened by the inside man, I encourage you to say this with me. Father God, I come before you. I ask you to forgive me of my sins. I repent of my sins. I believe you lived for me, you died for me, but you rose on a third day to bring me back to fellowship with God for the atonement of my sins. Jesus is Lord. Come into my life and be my Savior. Amen.